Begin the current daf mezechtes sukkah daf lamed zayin begin lamed beis. Begin to him asa tabi. It begins with the words of the Gemara. Am I? Why? But Nostam Rechman Tari says a loshen of nesina. Lashman mina. Obviously, you can infer from this is nesina al de davach. Lashman nesina that giving through some other medium is considered giving. So achanami lekicha de davach. Lashman lekicha said that also results for our sukkah that taking through something else also is considered as taking. So this says kei kach kasa b'chazrom. That's how it's written in all the text. That the pasuk says that v'lokchol atomim ma'afas shepes achatas v'nosna lov ma'im chaim al keli. Shemaz medayik that says v'nosan that he should give it himself. And here we said that it's going to be by through other medium, through the sheferes. Obviously, you see that you don't have to actually so too over here by lulav. It could be through something else. But the Tosfos says the kasha is difficult. Chada first of all the malu ledaktam nesina. Why would the gemara infer from nesina, which is at the end of the pasuk v'nosan hagabe para by the over there by the paradigm except lashon lekicha. It actually mentions the terminology that we're discussing here in our sugya of taking in the beginning of the pasuk. But lokhla tamei the take for the tamei ma'afar shevas achatas from the ashes of the burning of the paraduma. and hashta kanasa b'dei shveferes, and now he's not taking it with it by himself. He's taking it through the tube. Time to the racha that through something else. So why would you bring from the end of the pasuk? You bring from the beginning of the pasuk. Void moreover v'nasan koyamayim. This v'nasan is going on the water. V'nasan alav mayim chayim. That you put the water on the ashes. The loya if it's not going on the ashes. K'nemucha behed perikosha like zavus the gemara pesachim nevlam and beizim and beiz. Because the parach the gemara asks. Benasan, which sounds like that you're pouring from a different vessel into this vessel, alma tlushin inu. Obviously, you see that it's already detached. I have a mechabar inu. I we see from the end of the puzzle has to be attached. Claim in other words, the bein ma'im chaim al keli has to go straight from the live waters into the vessel, which has to go straight from the stream. So the Gemara proves that was obviously not a real drasha; it's only a smachta. But you see that the benasan is going into water because that's what the Gemara was medai from benasan that the water is detached. And the second parak and saita of Tesaima Beis, the parak of the Tumor, the first parak of Tumor, the Pid Beis, my Beis. Namakama, also the Gemara says, Trey Karak, see, but there's two psukim. You have a nasna lav that you just put on it, Amma Efa Bereisha. Obviously, the Asher goes first, meaning the Pashta de Kram Ashma, the lava Efa Koy. It's a simple understanding of the Pasuk. It sounds like that what you're pouring on it is on the ashes, meaning, Shanais Namayim Alav, you put that water on the ashes. I said, "Ma'im Chaim El Keli." It says that you should have live water into the vessel. Mashmash Lehei Hefsek Ma'im El Keli. There shouldn't be anything in the way of the water to the vessel, meaning that you put in the water first and then the ashes. That's the Gemara's contradiction over there. But one thing is obvious: that Benasan is going in the water. That you put it on the ashes. Not like our Gemara that we explained that Benasan is going on the ashes, which is as our Gemara was pointing out from the tube. Now, Operka Aral Kamer, the Gemara Yibam Savayin Beizim Beiz says, "Kaz Rechmana V'Lakchi." Tari says v'lochre, that you take for the tummy person from the ashes of the paraduma, which it says that v'lochre is plural. It also says v'nasan, and you're going to give it, which is lashon yachid. So what does that mean? That for the shakli trei, v'yavchad, that even though two could take, which is v'lochre, and then one could place it, which is v'nasan. Hainu, shakli trei, that means two are taking me'efer from the ashes, v'yavchad, and one person is going to give b'mayim with the water. Again, you see, benasan is going on the water, not the ashes. So that's the issue. Me, you're talking about what is possible. The nasan not tavayakoy. Could be that nasan is going on both. Amayim be'efer, the water and the ashes. The water, the gemara over there is discussing the mayim, and our gemara is discussing the efer. Now, b'kuntres garz hachi Rashi, his gears is v'amai. Now, why is this valid? V'lochav benasan amrachmano, which according to Rashi's gears, so you have to explain like Taisus explained. That Balakha and Vanasan are both talking about the placing of the ashes. That's the Gemara's main medayik, that since you need Lekicha and the Sina by the Kain himself, not through Chatzitza, how does it help when you're pouring with the tube? Lashma Minah, rather, obviously, that's what the Gemara says. You from the Lekicha de Devach, Lashma Lekicha, taking through something else is considered as a taking. If you're with the next Taisus, the Masal Taisus begins with the words of the Gemara, okay, for Lekbeila Esther Belibrich. If it's just about the tallest one, then you could also lift up the esrik higher than everything else and make a bracha on it, not on the lulav. And you shouldn't make a shikr shunim zizwanu on the tail's lulav. So it's twice the kash, it's difficult. Because the Gemara could have said, Hail ubishiyuri givay mekulam. Not because it's higher, but because its measurement is higher than them all. Because the esrik only has to be like an egg. The lulav has to be dal tfachim, and that would be the reason why you have to make the bracha on the lulav.
We continue with the next place, the master, beginning with the words of the Gemara. Bahoidu lahashem tchil b'saif. And we do nanun by the Haidu, that's Haidu Hashem, in the beginning and the end. And what does that mean, beginning of the end? So that's Hoidu Shabbatchil Saperk. That's the Hoidu that's in the beginning of the Perk, Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv. And you have a Hoidu Besayf Hal, and you have Hoidu at the end of Hal. When you finish Keliyat Vaydeka, you do Hoidu Lashem. It's by those two Hoidus that you have to do Nanu. That's what means Tchil Besayf. And the reason is because Min Hoidu at Seyf Hal, Chod the Parshi, from Hoidu till the end of the Hal is one Parsha, the Minyan Parsha Shal Sefer Tehillim, in the order of the Parshas of Sefer Tehillim. And therefore, it's by those two points that you're going to do Nanu Kach Parsha, because the Rashi explains. Now, the Yeshma Parsha, those who explain that what does it mean, Hoidu Tchil Besayf, means Tchil Sapasik, Besayf Pasik, means the beginning and the end of the Pasik. You do the nanum. So it's talking about milsi, but that's not true. El b'hoidu menanei pam echad. Rather, by hoidu you shake it one time. Came by anas shemashia not be sold. You do it one time. Deloy by anas shemaslicha not be shamei. And not by anas shemaslicha like be shamei. Now, but time to be sold. Alav b'shein anas shemashia not chilz a perik. Voice seven perik. Wait a second. Why can't be sold? You do nanum by anas shemashia. That's not the beginning, but not the end of a perik. But now the mishum d'chsid you shake it because of a pasuk in Devarim yomim aleph. Says az yiranenu atzei hayom lifnei Hashem. Then they'll sing the trees of the forest in front of Hashem Kibol Ishbat Sotz because he comes to judge the land. Ksiv Asrei says after that, Hoid Hashem Kitab Kilam Chazik. Ksiv Nami Asrei says also after that, the Imra and say Hoshienu, you save us, Lekei Yishenu, the God of our salvations, behind Yiranu, that's Yiranu. Meaning, Shemanan Mesal Lulav, that you shake the Lulav, Meshabchen Bahaydu, and you give thanks by Hoidu. Like the Pasuk continues after that, it says Hoid Hashem Kitab, which that's when you do Rino and Nanuim. And by Anashem Hoshiena, because the pasuk continues says Hoshienu Keishenu, which that's also doing Nanuim when you're asking for salvation. Now that the custom is that the shliach tzibur, he says Yemino Yisrael, but tzibur ain't Hoidu, and the tzibur answer Hoidu. So it's every Hoidu, including when they respond to the other parts of. When they say Yemen Yisrael and Yemen Yerushem, that they respond Hoidu Hashem, those also you shake. A Shliach Tzibur, who doesn't mention Hoidu then, he only says the verse, like in this, then he doesn't shake that. The Yeshma Parsha, those explain, Av Shliach Tzibur Menanea, that also the Shliach Tzibur shakes Agab Tzipur, because the Tzibur Shalim B'chol Pam and Pam Hoidu Menanem, since they do mention Hoidu every single time, and they shake, Nanea Nam Shliach Tzibur, B'yemenu, and therefore, he also, when even though he's only saying Yemenu, he also is going to shake. Now, B'shas Bracha, now this goes back to the Bracha itself. Loi Metzina, we don't find him Chayvel in the Nea B'tchilis Natil, if you have to shake when you first take the Lulav. Ella, but, when I'm reading the Pericum, in fact, we say later in the Pericum, Bezim Alf Kut, Nehidil, and Nea, a minor child who knows how to shake. That you shake in the beginning of the bracha, and that's part of ikur netila to have the chiyuv of chinuch of netilas lulav. Although he doesn't even know how to say hal, so it can't be the num of hal. Rather, it's because of the tchilas hanetila that you shake. Void more than the time besides the bracha, because until tchilas the shachar of laman alf hikdom losel derech. Someone gets up early to go on the journey. Mavin leshefer, so they bring him a shefer v'dikay and he blows it lulav. They can bring a lulav and he shakes him a gila. He hasn't been able to care about the return. It's mashman the manei, but like hal. It sounds like you're not saying hal yet. You're just doing the lulav early in the morning. That yeah, you can be shaking as it says even without hal, which would be by the ikar bracha. Same with next taisa the master that begins with the words of the gemara kadei lata ruchas royce. The reason why we do this tenufa is to hold back. The bad winds. Now, the parak called Menachas Boys Matzah, and the Gemara Menachas of Zamach Bezim, and Al Pchashim called it to Unna Tenufo. It mentioned all those that need the mitzvah of Tenufo of these wavings. And B'Shem Alei B'chol Tenufo Zesikin. Now, maybe not in every wavings do you do this procedure. Adavka B'Tenufo Shnei Adalachim Deses, which we're discussing in our Sugya, specifically the wavings of the two breads on Shavuos, and B'chein Lulav, which the Gemara also compares regarding Lulav. That maybe all other wavings, you don't do Mala Murid, maybe you just only do Melech Maybe. And the reason why it would be specifically these two is Mishum Damin Pekam the Rishon and Dafter Zayim and Abdi Gzadin Nechtim the Pesach. There's the judgment is sealed on Pesach al Tfur regarding the grain. Atzeres Peshvus al Peis Ilum regarding the fruits of the tree. And the Chag and the Vesukis al Mayim in the water. Lekach Levah Haninuish Abelulav. So the wavings of the lulav Yishba Halacha Vayba. You have going and coming back because Sukkot is the time when you get judged regarding the water. So then the winds are integral regarding the rains that are going to be coming. So the Shavuos is also regarding the fruits of the tree, which was also dependent on the rains, and therefore, when you're doing those mitzvahs, you would wave, but not necessarily all tenufas would be front and back, maybe only top and down. Now, Pirish Beiruch No, which is shaking. The Yisrael Yerushalmi Tanam, it's brought in the Yerushalmi, the Tzorchel in the Nei Gimel Pama called Dabba. That you have to shake it actually three times every time that you're shaking by Hal, which we said in previous Taises, where the places that you shake. Now, Barib Zer B'Zer asks on that, he says, Hochen Chad B'Hochen Chad? Here's one and here's one? Or maybe here and here is one. Pirish, Taises explain, what does that mean? Okay, you already said that yeah, every time you shake, it has to be three times. But the Rebbe Zeir is asking, is moving the forward action once and bringing back once? Maybe going and coming is considered one. And then therefore you have to go and come back three times. Or, did you say you only have to go once, come back once, and go once? That'll be three, right? Now, we learned over there in B'nei the Perek Yishtav Tam, B'nei Zav, similarly, you have a Shiva Samonim Avirin Al Kesem. You have to put seven ingredients to get rid of the stain, to test it, to see if it's dam or not. For Tzok L'chatzcha, Shal Pama Kol Echad. Now, you have to rub it three times with each ingredient. Now, Zera Boy, he asks, Hachin Chad V'Hachin Chad? This is one and this is one? Or Hachin V'Hachin Chad? Or this and this is one? Which means to say the same thing, because rubbing is going back and forth. But if Shit and the Gemara doesn't resolve it. Now, if it doesn't resolve it, it goes stringently. Shalosh pam l'chalechem echad, three times for each one, a back and forth motion. That's where the end of his words of the Aruch. Now, says Taisvah Hibay the Hasan Megmoro, that question of regarding the last case of the stain, isanam b'shas tidan. It's also in Tama Bavli, but neither perik yishadam tam alegem l'rat. The Berbi remember asks, am tui basu yichad is going and coming one, or dimam tui yichad basu yichad, maybe going is one and coming is one. When they were making the flour offering, so they would have to do 300 pounds and 500 cakes and all this in the way of making it. The Bar Birmi says, "I'm tui basu yichad is going coming one, or dimam tui yichad basu yichad is going one and coming is one." Again, where we have the same question regarding in the Babli as we do in Yishami, what does it mean the three times? Is it a back and forth motion one, or is each one independently one?